there, this is Danielle from The Jealous Curator, and this is a little mini holiday episode of Art for Your Ear. It's like the 12 days of Christmas. Kinda. Okay, not really. It's more like I had some really amazing artists on the podcast over the last few months, and so before I hung up with them, I asked 12 of them to tell me about the best gift they ever got. Some were Christmas gifts, others were for birthdays, and there's even one for a good report card in there. But before we jump in, I need to get a little bit sappy. One of the best things I've gotten this whole year is all of you actually taking time out of your day, whether it's in the studio or driving or while you're making dinner, to listen to me ask artists all of my fangirl questions. I have to admit, I was really not sure about doing a podcast. I hate, like really, really, really hate phoning people. So that was the first problem. I also don't love learning how to use new gadgets, so a microphone and GarageBand seemed like a really terrible thing to involve myself with. But I had a lot of questions, and artist statements and bios on websites only go so far. I wanted to ask all of the artists I admire so much, artists who I know will end up in art history books one day, my questions. I wanted the inside scoop about their process, how they balance their art practice with the realities of real life, if they ever hear their inner critics pipe up, which song they slow dance to in junior high, you know, the really important stuff. And so that's what leads us here. I can almost guarantee that the art history books won't cover what Esther Pearl Watson asked for at Christmas every year or what Jessica Bell woke up to on her 30th birthday. Yes, I've done my job. Okay, we're going to kick things off with a bit of childhood nostalgia because it's Christmas for crying out loud. First up, LA-based painter Kelly Pusiger.
The best gift I've ever got was one Christmas I got a keyboard and a trampoline. So it was a pretty good Christmas.
Oh my God. Could you put the keyboard in front of the trampoline and play it while you were jumping?
I could do all of that. I could play and jump. I could do a backflip and play keyboard at the same time. Not really, but
wow.
That would have been awesome.
That
but yeah,
is
I was pretty
awesome.
Excited because I, you know, you ask for one or the other and then bam, you get both. So
best Christmas.
Guess I was good
ever.
That year.
I love it.
I asked for a keyboard one year too, and I think I played it twice. Now, maybe if I'd had a trampoline, I would have used it more. All right, up next, San Francisco-based paper artist Tiffany Turner.
Oh, yeah, for getting straight A's in like sixth grade, I got a Duran Duran video collection, and I was obsessed with them. It was the best thing ever.
Do you still have it?
I still do. It's on VHS, but it's like my prized possession. And I'm going to see them in Berkeley on October 2nd.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm so obsessed with them.
Oh, Duran Duran. Hungry like the wolf indeed. Okay, this is a really sweet one from painter Jessica Brilli.
You know, my brother bought me a guitar for my high school graduation.
Acoustic?
And yeah, it was an acoustic guitar, and it was great because I brought it to college with me, and it helped me make a lot of friends.
And do you still play it?
I play a little bit here and there, but I usually kind of try to spend my spare time painting.
Fair enough. What a good brother.
Yeah, he is. He's the best.
What a nice brother. Speaking of nice brothers, here's a bit of trivia for you. Did you know that my very nice guitar-playing brother wrote and played the music for this podcast? Yep, he's been playing since he was a little kid, and I am so thrilled every time I hear that intro. Thank you, Cam. You are the best little brother ever. Okay, now this one is hilarious, and I really wish I had photographic proof for you, but you're just going to have to use your creative imagination. This is Jamie Derringer, painter, drawer, and founder of Design Milk.
My most favorite gift I ever got, and it's so silly and it's going to date me probably, but I think in the early 90s I got this pair of like high top leather lace up shoes that they were like boots, and I used to wear them with biker shorts and a windbreaker. It's completely ridiculous, but I wanted those shoes so bad, and when I got them I was so excited, and I can still remember like the feeling of opening them up and holding them up in front of everybody and be like, I got my boots. I've never had that feeling since then. Maybe that's really sad, but like when you open up a present that you're so excited to get and you finally got it, it's just like Yes.
Do you have a picture of those boots?
I don't, but I think my mom has a picture of me holding them up, and I have like this crazy like 80s, 90s hair, and it's just the perfect, it's so dated, but they were so rad.
Will you send that picture to me?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. I'll be satisfied with a maybe.
Yeah.
Can you picture it? I totally can. All right, one more little bit of nostalgia. And somehow I'm not surprised by this one. This is the sweet little voice of photographer Stephanie Vovis.
One of my favorite gifts I ever got was the Barbie townhouse, and it had the elevator for Barbie.
Oh, I remember that. I had the Barbie van, the camper van.
Oh, I never had the camper van.
If you had had your townhouse and I had my camper van, we could have had like an epic play date.
Yeah, the fun we could have had.
That would have been an amazing play date. I'm wondering if all of those hours spent playing with Barbie, given her long flowing blonde hair and her curvy figure, inspired Stephanie's current work. Maybe. Okay, up next, I've got two stories of handmade gifts. First, painter Bobby Burgers.
The best gift that I was ever given was by my two older daughters when they were quite young. They had been knitting for quite a while and making little scraps of this and that. And my mom, behind my back, went and took all their little pieces and they sewed more pieces and they made me a giant blanket. And the reason I loved it so much is because I'm so nosy and I didn't suspect a thing. And the fact that they could knit an entire blanket was fantastic. My second favorite gift I was given this year, my mom's convertible. And I said, no, thank you. I didn't want it. And she insisted. And I said, Mommy, I really don't want it. I don't want the responsibility. I don't want it. The guilt hanging over my head when I get this car. I just don't want it. I don't want another car. And she insisted. She had it all prettied up, put a giant bright pink bow on top, parked it outside, gave me the keys anyways, and said, tough luck. And it has been such a joy, and everyone loves driving it. And that's a good, insistent mom thing to do.
Wow.
Too prideful, and I'm glad that I just accepted it.
You can drive around in it with the blanket on your lap so you don't get cold from the wind.
That's a great idea. Everyone's always freezing in it in Vancouver weather.
Yeah, there you go.
Bring that blanket out there.
Yeah, two umbrellas and a blanket.
And drive around laughing like crazy.
That is perfect. Hey, Mom, do you have a convertible that you'd like to give me? No? Oh. Well, I'm glad that Bobby gave in and took the keys. I totally would have. And that lovely blanket from her girls, so, so sweet. Now, speaking of sweet, here's what Sydney Pink got.
The best gift I ever got was an embroidered pillow of Grumpy Cat that my wife made me.
Wow, she made it.
Yeah, she did the embroidery. It's this like perfect, beautiful, life-size little grumpy cat. And at the bottom, she actually embroidered the word good on it, which anybody that knows Grumpy Cat totally gets it.
That is awesome. Good. Okay, now we're heading into a couple of gifts that seem to have a bit of a baby theme going. First up, ceramicist Deborah Bros. Take a wild guess at her favorite present. And yes, it's breakable.
The best gift I ever got was a 1981 baby's first Christmas ball. And those are those tree ornaments that say that the year you were born and baby's first Christmas. And my sister, who was born about 2 years before me, she had two of those ornaments and I had zero.
Oh.
Our whole growing up, you know, we had this whole ordeal where we got our Christmas ornament boxes out. We put all our own ornaments on the tree and I never had a baby's first Christmas ball and I always complained about it. And I can't remember what year it was, but I was at home with my parents Christmas morning and we're opening all our gifts and I got this little box and I opened it up. And it was a baby's first Christmas ball for 1981. I was really thrilled to get it. It sounds kind of silly, but I was really happy to get my baby's first Christmas ball, like, 15 years late.
That is awesome. Aw, poor little baby Deborah. I'm happy she finally got her ornament. Let's hope she doesn't break it and attach a deer head to it. Although that would actually be pretty cool. Okay, anyway, this next one is hilarious and totally whisked me back to the Christmas mornings of the 1980s. Listen to what Michelle Cohanzo, the managing director of the Land of Nod, got and what she named it.
I think my best gift ever was my first Cabbage Patch doll, and I had his name legally changed to Michael Jackson.
Oh my God. What was the name that he came with?
I don't even remember.
But you but changed it to Michael Jackson.
And he was like this African-American little baby in PJs.
Oh my God. I had a little baldy too, and I named him Lorne Stewart.
Oh, wow.
Why? Nobody knows. I had a crush on a boy named Stewart. I don't know where Lorne came from.
Like Lorne Michaels?
Maybe. I just knew I'd like SNL one day. I don't know. But Michael Jackson, that's a beautiful name for a baby. Oh my God, I wonder if he had a tiny sequined glove. Damn, I should have asked. So, from little baby Michael Jackson to a couple of really sweet birthday presents. Here's mixed media artist Jessica Bell talking about turning 30.
The best gift I ever got was for my 30th birthday. I woke up that morning and my husband had arranged for one of my dearest friends to be there from a different city.
Oh my goodness. That is a good guy.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's been hard to top.
Every birthday you're like, who's flying in?
Who's flying in? Is it a celebrity? No. He did well. He did well. But it was an exceptional one for sure.
Wow. Seriously, that is a tough one to top. So, okay. Speaking of tough things to top, from age 30 to 40, listen to what this amazing group of friends did for painter Martha Rich.
Okay, the best present I ever got was for my 40th birthday, and one of my best friends contacted 40 of my friends, and for the 40 days before my birthday, she had each person do like a little, like contact me and say, hey, and say something nice about me, or someone would send me a drawing, or it was like a little teeny package every day for 40 days until my 40th birthday.
Wow, what a good friend.
I know. It was probably one of the best things that anybody's ever done. It was really cool.
And then so the next year were you like, okay, 41 nice things.
No, unfortunately. And then I was waiting for my 50th birthday and no, nothing.
No go. Well.
But then no, it's totally fine. It was really special. I can't explain it. It was a really great thing. She's a good friend. She's a really good friend. We've known each other for a long time.
So special. And finally, just a few weeks ago, I asked Esther Pearl Watson what she asks for each year. And of course, her answer was creative and beautiful, because that's how she rolls.
I don't know. You know what? I feel like as an adult, I'm always really happy to have all the things that I need and that I'm able to live the life I live as an artist. So I often will ask my family when they ask, you know, what do you want for your birthday or for Christmas? And I tell them to give me a jar of air because I don't really want anything. And I have all I need. I'm very happy. And if they want to give me something, then they can take a jar and put some air in it and give me that.
Have they ever done that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
A jar of air a couple of times.
Oh, I want to send you a jar of air now.
I would love it. I'd love it.
You can put it in your collection.
I'll add it to my collection. Jars of air.
Oh my God, that's so... See? Creative. Every part of you. Isn't that so lovely? I am totally sending her that jar of air. And that's that. Nah, just kidding. I have the mic and nowhere to be. So of course, I want to talk about the best gift that I ever got. Well, I did mention one of my best childhood Christmases the other day when I was talking to Bobby Burgers. I got a pink snowsuit and the Eurythmics Sweet Dreams album. I was about 11 or 12, and I pretty much felt like those gifts pushed me right into super cool teenagehood. Oh, and on my 10th birthday, I got a ceramic strawberry shortcake figurine that, brace yourself, came with fruit-scented acrylics that you could paint her with. Mind blown. Now, just so Esther doesn't make me look bad with her selflessness, I'm going to end this by saying how grateful I am for so many amazing gifts in my life. My wonderful, supportive, sweet, funny, loving husband, Greg, who also happens to produce this podcast. He also happens to be the guy that gave me the shove that I needed to start this blog. My sweet little boy, Charlie, who makes me proud to be his mom every single day. And for this beautiful, insane community of like-minded people. You've taught me that I am not even close to alone when it comes to this whole creative thing. I've been the Jealous Curator for almost 7 years now, and I pinch myself every single day. I also really want to thank all of the artists who say yes to me. Yes to evening Skype calls, sometimes that need to include alcohol. Yes to answering all of my crazy fangirl questions. And most importantly, saying yes to the speed round. I appreciate it so, so, so much. And finally, one more big thank you. Thank you to Saatchi Art for being so amazing. Before I launched the podcast, before I even knew what it would be like, who would be on it, what the sound quality would be, I called the lovely folks at Saatchi Art in LA and asked if they'd sponsor the first episode. You never know, right? They might say yes. Well, they did not even hesitate, and it has gone on long past the first episode. They have been supporting me since the very beginning, and I cannot say thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm finished now. I hope all of you have a happy, relaxing, joy-filled, creative holiday, and I'll be back with more Art for Your Ear next year. See you then.